was like a picture she was laying there. Moonlight dancing off her hair. Welcome back. Ron and Annie in the Car Doctor. You know, I've been repairing cars the better part of 43 years, since 1978, and I've seen a lot of changes, and I've seen some good things, and I've seen some not-so-good things. I've seen the industry evolve to the point that not only is it a very exact industry, and we need proper information, exact information, in order to repair the vehicle, we need that proper and exact information to order parts to repair that vehicle. So anybody that comes along and comes up with a way to make my life easier as a working technician, I just have to spotlight them, and that's what this next segment is all about. We've had Tim McDonnell on the show many times already. He's from the folks over at Mitchell One Repair Shop and information software for the industry. But they've come out with a new feature. They're coming up with a new feature that's being added onto their scheduling module, and we thought we'd have Tim back to talk about it. So we're glad we could get him time out of his busy schedule to do so. Mr. McDonald, and I'll say it like that. Good, sir. How are you? You know, the last time you were on, Tom misspelled your last name. Everybody thought you were the heir to the McDonald's French fry fortune, but I've assured them that your check wouldn't clear.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, well, not a problem. Talk to us a little bit about the next upgrade for Manager SE and what's going on here.
I appreciate your interest and excitement level. We probably would have gotten to this last time. We got into our Protoman segment there pretty well.
Yeah.
What's happening, it's a logical extension of giving you service information in the moment so that you can do your job faster and provide better service to your customers. And it's simply this. Instead of having to remember a 17-digit VIN and go out and fetch that, we are now using plate-to-VIN decoding. So it's simply a matter of putting in the license characters along with the state, of course, and it will return that VIN number and then in turn decode that to give you your make, model, engine, body style information so that you can order your parts properly.
Because that has got to be the biggest pain in the neck, and I'll say neck because this is family radio, you know, and you're off one digit. And, you know, one of the nice things about SE 6.5, was it, Tim, where it would it would decode the VIN? But, you know, or maybe it was earlier than that, but, you know, just decoding the VIN into, you know, not very general, but actually very specific year, make, model information. But now, you know, writing that VIN down, if you didn't get it right, you just, you know, it just created a whole pile of problems. Because in so many applications now, every time we go out to use an electronic catalog, look at me, I'm convincing you why you need to do this, well, you already did. You know, we go out to use the catalogs, whether it be WorldPack or Delco or any of the other cataloging to order parts, they always look at the VIN. If we've got the VIN in there wrong, you know, we miss a digit or we make a 0 and O or, you know, a 1 and L or something like that, all of a sudden it's 5 minutes out of your day.
That's right. And
it's a problem.
Exactly. And so the ability to do the VIN decoding is wonderful, but the simple fact is it's easier for you to remember a license plate or ask your customer if they're coming in for the first time. Or even cooler still, as you look out the window and you spot that license plate as it's coming in and you can pipe it in, hit the lookup button, and blam, get all the details before they even walk in the store. I think that's amazing.
Oh, yeah. And that's, you know what, that shows them, that's impressive. That shows what a competent shop and what an up-to-the-minute shop that facility is.
Sophisticated tools, yes.
Let me ask you this. How do you do it? What's going on behind the scenes?
As far as?
Well, I type in a plate, 1234 ABCD, New Jersey. How does that?
The process?
Yeah.
Well, what it's going to do is go out and look to our provider's data, and it's like a clearinghouse that says, okay, according to DMV records, that license plate belongs with this VIN, and this VIN decodes to be this vehicle's details. And the beauty of it is we can address it whether they, because it does vary by state, does the plate stay with the vehicle or does it stay with the customer? So in the instances where that plate belongs to the customer and the plate might have been moved, it's going to say, hey, is that the Buick Enclave or is it the Volkswagen Beetle? All right, I see it's a Beetle, blang, we're done.
Wow.
Yeah.
What else is in this next release that we missed the last time? Because it seems like there's more and more here. It's like peeling back the layers of an onion.
We could take all day. There's so many little nuances. You know, as I said probably last time, we've convinced the developers that if somebody's using this software and doing processes 50 or 100 times a day, there's a lot of little nuances. In fact, now, if you go F6 key to start a new estimate or order, you're going to have visibility to the first name field.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, is that already in the program, or is that coming with the next release?
Coming to a theater near you, that's actually in the preview version that I'm working on right now. I got to tell you, the Apex, we've never had that level of excitement. I couldn't even get away to have lunch. We were covered up back-to-back, solid gold. And I'm actually working on the videos right now. I'm editing the audio for the schedule we talked about last week.
See, people, you know, unless you do this for a living and utilize the program and try to buy parts, they don't realize it's the little things. The last release where you highlighted the VIN, the 17-digit VIN, and you highlight the last 8 digits.
Yes, easier to read.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You know, and because every dealership, you call up for dealer parts on something, they want either the last 8 or the last 9. If they want the last 8, they're highlighted. If they want the last 9, you just look one digit to the left and you go, it's 9, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You know, it's...
Exactly. And this idea came from our shop management users forum. And it's just like, hey, that would make your lives easier, then that's something we should implement.
You know, that ability to highlight the VIN, how can I explain this? In my mind, that was as simple as, you know, it's like one of those things you expect to see on TV at 2:30 in the morning. Like, you know,
yeah.
500 ways to walk your dog without going outside in the rain, buy this leash and it automatically walks the animal and it comes back all on its own, that type of thing. You know, just send your money order to post office box 128 Fairfield, New Jersey, kind of a thing. You know, it's just that simple. It's just, and that's what, and what customers, for the listeners out there, their takeaway from all this is the more efficient we can make the repair shop, the more efficient we can make that shop in repairing the vehicle, the faster the customer gets it back and the more accurately and the more efficiently it's repaired.
Right. And you get more time to build relationships instead of sweating the details.
Right. Yeah. I can't remember the last time I saw one, but every once in a while I'll get a new customer coming in and they'll show me the piece of paper that the last guy wrote. Did I tell you he wrote it? And, you know, a handwritten invoice. Handwritten invoices have just disappeared dramatically.
It is the 21st century.
Yeah, it really is. It's just gone away. Listen, before I let you go, you talk about how the industry has evolved and what the software has become. I've got an invoice in the shop. It's for the spring special on a 1939 Plymouth. And it talks about how they grease the leaf springs, change the spark plugs, lubricate all the body bolts, lubricate and tighten all the fittings, and they go through this whole plethora of services. It's
right.
$6.
Yep.
There's no sales tax. It's dated 1 week before Pearl Harbor.
Wow.
Okay? And it's typed.
That's amazing.
I actually had somebody, I let them read it, and this is why I thought you'd get a kick out of it, that I let them read it, and I go, what do you think of this? And they go, oh, you know, it looks okay. Like, they didn't get it. And they go, it's so neatly done. And I said, yeah. I said, how do you think they did that? And he said, what do you mean, how'd they do that? The computer did a very good job. I said, have you looked at the date on the invoice? You know, it says it's December 1st, 1941. And he's like, oh, yeah, you can hear the wheels turning. We just take computer invoicing for granted, so much so now.
Exactly.
But, yeah, that's hanging in the shop. I'll save it for you when you and Mr. Doulette come out to New Jersey.
That's a trophy.
So, all right, sir. Listen, I appreciate your time. Where can the listeners get more information, as always, with regards to Mitchell One and their products?
It's very simple, Ron. Go to MitchellOne.com, and you can click on Products or Support, and you can also join us 7 days a week on ManagerForum.net.
Hey, listen, we're looking forward to the next release. We're going to talk again real soon. You take good care.
You too. Thanks.
You're very welcome. I'm Ron Ananey in the Car Doctor. We are back right after this.